Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Asian Tiger Shipping in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and represented by Mr. Srinivas, the CEO, and Mr. Deepesh Rajan, the Deputy General Manager Logistics. First of all, Mr. Srinivas, welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Bo, and greetings to you and to all of the viewers of all the members of Project Cargo Logistics.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very kind of you. And Mr. Deepesh, also welcome to you.
Thank you so much, Bo. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, it's good to have you both here. And now that the degrees here in Sweden are turning close to zero, I would rather have the interview with you face-to-face in Dubai. But hopefully we can do that soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So,
as you know... The weather is fantastic.
Sorry, yeah? Go ahead.
Here the weather is fantastic. You're truly missing something.
yes, I know. And my wife also says I should buy more gold whenever I visit there. So, but we better take that another time. Yeah. As customary with my interviews, I always let my interviewees give a little bit of a background as to how they actually got into shipping in the first place. So I would like to start with you, Mr. Srinivas, as you are the CEO. How did you get into shipping in the first place, and why are you in Dubai?
By accident, shipping by accident. And I must be kicking myself every day why I got into it, particularly during the downtime. But this was about 25 years back. My first job was in OOCL, which was a premium carrier from India into US. From a mainline, I went into consolidations, and until 1997, I was based in India, working with between a line, a freight forwarder, group H consolidation operator, and a line back, MISC, before I started my stint in UAE. Mm-hmm. And since 1997, I have been in UAE. Again, my career has been spanning with liner companies as well as supply chain companies. I was for about 10 years involved in military logistics, doing the logistics and supply chain activity into Afghanistan, Iraq, into various UN missions in Africa and in the world over. So my career covers mainline, NVOCC, group agent consolidation, bulk chemical logistics, military logistics, project logistics. And now the circle has gone round. I'm now with ATS looking after all this, driving the business forward for Asian Tiger Shipping in this region.
Okay, very, very impressive career, I must say. Thank you very much for this, this details. And Deepesh, how about you? How come you are not a journalist or a lawyer? How did you get into shipping?
Like Mr. Srinivas said, you know, I think most of us have, you know, come into the field of shipping and logistics by accident or, you know, to get a job, you know. So similarly, my parents were here in Dubai, you know, they were here for, my father was here for 36 years. And like any parent, you know, they wanted me to come to Dubai and start my career with, you know, the employment. So I joined a company in Abu Dhabi and started off with the packing and removals, basically with the local movements for the embassies, as well as the international relocations of personal effects. So within the same organization, I then moved into a separate division handling the general freight forwarding. And with the freight forwarding, we also did a little bit of vessel agency, and then which we later on developed. And that is where, you know, everything changed, you know, the fun started, you know, the entry into the new world of logistics and project cargo, the heavy lifts, you know, that was the most amazing part of my time during my previous tenure. And then, you know, since that was kind of a job which was having a lot of fun, not monotonous, each day there is a new challenge, each project is a different way to handle, you know, we moved on to head the project cargo and the vessel agents. Mm-hmm. And now with Asian Tiger Shipping for the past 2.5 years, we've been in actually playing on the strength that what we have learned in the past few years and developed the project cargo and the vessel agency side of it here in Dubai, as well as with our branch office in Abu Dhabi.
Okay. Well, now it's very interesting also to hear your background leading into this business in shipping. And I do agree with you. We all three here share some background in logistics. And why do we love it? Because every day is different and it's never boring. I think that's the key. Leading up to now, you mentioned ATS. What is the main, let's say, a job of Asian Tiger Shipping? What would you say is your main focus since? Of course, logistics and shipping is a wide field, but where are your strengths?
Okay, just to give a quick brief about Asian Tiger Shipping. Asian Tiger Shipping was, started with two enterprising gentlemen mm-hmm. who are our directors right now. And we were predominantly doing an NVOCC business where we own our own boxes. We are an asset-owned company. And we also moved into agency business, wherein we represent a few tank operators. And then we are also the agents of Bahri, you know, which was previously called as National Shipping Company of Saudi Arabia. And then we represent a few other tramp vessel operators who nominate us on the vessel agency, both on the for the bulk cargo as well as for the break bulk cargo. Mm-hmm. Now, on the project side, our key strength is the flexibility and, you know, giving a turnkey solutions to our customers, where we can optimize the overall costs as well as provide them with new ideas and solutions. Because, you know, every time you do the same kind of thing, there is always a new thing that you can do, which can optimize the vessel turnaround. You can, you know, reduce the cost. This is what we are looking at. You know,
okay.
We find new ways of doing this project cargo business.
Okay.
So that's one of our strengths. And then we have our in-house team and the registration with port and customs, both in Dubai as well as Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm. So none of these jobs are outsourced to a third party. We do it in-house. We have our own team who can handle these jobs.
Okay. That's very interesting. Now, you mentioned Bahri, which, of course, as you correctly say, used to be NSCSA in the past. Does it mean that you are the agent of Bahri, that if anyone wants to ship cargo on the Bahri Ro-Ro service, then you are the one to go to for the Middle East, right?
Yes. We have been appointed as the commercial agents for Bahri. So anything related to the sales, marketing, and booking, anybody can contact us here at the UAE and route their inquiries, even for the shipment which is coming to Jebel Ali or Abu Dhabi, or which is an export out of Jebel Ali or Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
So we can always assist on the Bahri rates and booking as well as space.
Okay, that's interesting. And also, I believe Bahri has from time to time a service that also calls Indian ports, isn't it?
Yes, Bahri calls Mumbai as well as Ennore in Chennai.
Okay.
So that's the two port of calls in India. And recently, Bahri has also started service to the Far East, covering Shanghai, Taiping, and SP City port in Vietnam.
Okay. And is that using their own tonnage, or is it in some kind of space agreement with somebody else?
Well, the Far East call is right now for one of the projects which Bahri has been awarded.
Okay.
And it's been going on for a couple of months right now. But with the ongoing calls, we have also seen there are a lot of other cargo that is being generated. So I'm sure that...
To answer your question, Bo, it is their own tonnage. Bahri has 8 sister ships, and all these sister ships are used in these trade lanes to service their customers, contractual and spot business. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting because certainly Bahri, if you represent Bahri, then certainly you have quite a high, let's say, visibility in the market because everybody knows it's a very strong carrier. And that also leads me further. I mean, although you represent Bahri, that means you are open to represent other ship owners in case some ship owners may need help in the Middle East. You can also service them, right?
Just to rephrase what Deepesh mentioned earlier, within the Asian Tiger Shipping, we developed various verticals.
Okay.
We started off with the vertical of NVOCC or the box operations, and we expanded towards, the agency representation in the bulk liquid logistics. So we covered that market segment. We then went to developing the feeder market by representing a feeder operator as their agent here in UAE and regionally as a regional agent. We then went on, when Dipesh and I joined, we started developing the Project Cargo. At about that time, the Bari agency or the commercial agency came about. Yes, you're right. So we have a whole gamut of common customers also.
Yeah.
That gives us a lot of visibility and a lot of opportunities to be a single point of contact. So like Dipesh said, we are now positioned ourselves as an integrated service operator.
Right.
So for each principal, we have a manager who looks after that. For example, Bari is headed out by Dipesh. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are open to other agencies, but those agencies will be having their own managers and a sort of an exclusivity.
Yeah.
So yes, we are open to that. With the caveat that we will be giving an exclusivity by virtue of people managing that business.
Yeah, I think that that's a good point, because it's very important that that people feel that if they come to you with business, it might be even competing to Bari or other in-house, that you have, let's say, watertight doors, that you do it separately for them, right?
Absolutely. That is one of the key aspect that we are looking and we believe in. That's one of the value systems, that there is the integrity and the confidentiality of the information is maintained, even though it is one umbrella organization that is managing multiple segments of the business. You'll be very surprised to know that we represent an ISO tank container operator by name Nippon Concept. And we also represent bulk haul.
Okay. Yes, understand.
We have maintained the secrecy and the data integrity even in every field of business that we are in. We don't share information of the customers with only the relevant principal of the relevant market share,
even market with the,
area.
Yeah.
Even with the customers, we deal with customers who similar, who have similar kind of cargo, who have similar buyers, maybe across the globe. But, it's all based on trust that, we handle both their shipments on a single vessel. So, it's all about trust that we have built in the market over the years.
Okay. That's good to hear, because, if some freight forwarder come to you with a project, and of course, the freight forwarder, nowadays, we see some ship owners already having their own forwarding departments and thus trying to backstab the ones who give them cargo. But a freight forwarder can be sure when he comes to Asian Tiger Shipping that you will handle it completely neutral and take care of it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, but that's
what we both believe, and as well as an organization, we believe in integrity, honesty, and transparency. Because these days, especially when you work with a partner, I know that, with a network of partner and we all being in the shipping, we are bringing everyone close to each other. But then, it all depends on trust when you don't see each other, on a daily basis, Now, with the technology, we have an access to, meet online with Zoom or Teams. But then it all depends on trust. So we make sure that we have that trust with all our partners and principals, as well as our customers.
I think that's very comforting also for our viewers to hear that they certainly can come to you with any inquiry and it'll be treated neutrally. That's good. Just a couple of practical questions. So you say your main office in the Middle East is in Dubai, and you mentioned you have an office in Abu Dhabi as well, or?
Yes.
We do have a branch office in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
And our branch office in Abu Dhabi was set out with the basic intent to handle our own Asian Tiger Shipping boxes. And then, like I mentioned earlier, we are being nominated by a lot of trans vessel operators and principals who we have known in the past to handle their vessel agencies.
Okay.
So it depends on the terms. It's if it is full liner out or free out. So this is where we have also built, a very good relationship with the receivers as well. Because, it's usually the same kind of receivers who are importing their commodities or their raw materials, what you can say. So, it's like a win-win situation for all of us, for the principals, for the customers, as well as for us as Asian Tiger Shipping, where we bring everyone together and, build a good long-term relationship. This is what we are looking at.
Right. Can you tell, for many of our viewers who are not so familiar with the Middle East, can you quickly mention the main ports of the UAE? I mean, You mentioned Jebel Ali, you mentioned Abu Dhabi, Dubai. Is Dubai a port nowadays? What are the main ports, let's say, in the UAE that come into play?
In the UAE, the main port so far has been Jebel Ali.
Okay.
It has been, but now Khalifa Port is a new development, and it is also getting very busy and active over there. Okay. Aside from that, there are satellite ports like Khorfakkan,
yeah,
in the Emirate of Sharjah. There's the Sharjah port, again in Sharjah. Yeah. We have the Ras Al Khaimah port. We have the Umm Al Quwain port. We have the Ajman port. All these ports are also, having their own USPs and strengths. But so far, for all practical purposes, the Jebel Ali port, as well as the Abu Dhabi port, along with Khalifa port, are the key ports for commercial container traffic. And for break bulk, it is all the ports are open, and all depends on the where the cargo is and the nature of the cargo. For example, Sharjah Hamriyah has a lot of oil field equipment cargo or liquid cargo because of the terminals that are there in Sharjah Hamriyah. Ras Al Khaimah similarly has a lot of break bulk and other cargoes. Okay. So overall, this region is now developing into a very large shipping and transshipping hub in terms of both Jebel Ali and Khalifa Port.
Okay.
And I would like to add one thing regarding the ports.
Yeah.
In Abu Dhabi, you also have three different ports. When you say Abu Dhabi port, one is the Khalifa port, which is the new port. And then you have the Zayed port, which was the old port, which is inside the city. And you have the Mustafa port. And then you have the Ruwais port, which is called as the oil field port, where most of the oil field vessels and, ships come in over there. Now, with Mustafa port, yes, there are vessels calling there. So we do get sometimes, we do get inquiries on project cargo where there are huge heavy lifts which are in Mustafa. And maybe, as a partner or as a customer who maybe not be aware of the geographical location of UAE might want to bring a vessel to a Mustafa port. But that Mustafa port has its own draft restrictions and channel restrictions. So the closest port, if you want to move anything out of Mustafa, would be Mina Zayed.
Okay. So that means
additional information.
No. It's clear. I mean, there are several choices, and I think any ship owner, when he asks for the DA from you, would ask you in advance before they arrive, or if some project is coming, they will come to you first. So basically, I can let it be known that you are project forwarders, you are shipping agents, you are logistics providers, and you also handle NVOCC business, as well as you can do chemical and tankers. So you have the whole, as Mr. Srinivas said, the one-stop shop, so to speak. But it's a one-stop shop where you are totally neutral to whoever comes to stop at your place. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Very, very good to hear. A couple of final questions here at the end. Of course, everyone's mind is on COVID nowadays. Srinivas and Deepesh, for both of you, is COVID more or less over in the Emirates now? Can you travel freely? How are things?
No, COVID is over, meaning UAE has achieved the up to 95% vaccination track record. So
okay.
The COVID numbers are under control and falling day by day. Okay. That's there. We still miss traveling because for those people who are looking to travel, there are some restrictions and protocols in place. If we are traveling abroad, European countries are not, issuing the visas in full numbers yet. But travel has increased, but
right.
We are still nowhere close to the pre-COVID days. Must be about 20% or 25%.
But having said that, the things have changed, from those challenging time that we had at the initial time of the COVID, where there were lockdowns, travel restrictions. I still remember when we had vessels over here, when you drive down the Sheikh Zayed Road at morning about 6 a.m. in the morning, and you don't find a single car on the road, you feel as if you're the last man on the earth. So we've seen those times as well, very surprising. But now we can see a lot of, you know, international conferences and exhibitions coming into Dubai. Yeah. You know, recently there was a conference of Rail Middle East, and I was one of the visitors over there, and I could see quite a number of people over there, and I could see the happiness in everybody's face to at last meet everybody face to face, you see.
Yeah. Now, as I think we all three agree that as nice as Zoom is, I mean, face to face, Zoom can never replace it, or Teams can never replace actually shaking hands and sharing a drink together after a hard day's work. That's you cannot do that on Zoom, at least not yet.
Exactly.
Right. But listen, both of you, I really want to say a most interesting interview with you both. I think you have extensive experience, and I do know myself from having traveled a bit in the region that I can hear that you know what you're talking about. So I want to say formally many thanks to you, Mr. Srinivas, the CEO. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. Likewise.
Thank you. And Mr. Deepesh Rajan, thank you to you.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Bill.
You're most welcome. So to all our viewers, listeners, readers from around the world, this was yet another great, in my own opinion, of course, and hopefully yours as well, interview with by Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest of honor today has been Asian Tiger Shipping in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, where we had the honor of speaking to Mr. Srinivas, the CEO, and Mr. Deepesh Rajan, the Deputy General Manager for Logistics, sitting in the nice place of Dubai, where the weather and the sun, I should say, almost always shines. So stay tuned for more interviews in the near future. Thank you.